be listening.
We're DJW Mobile.
This afternoon, I just stopped and got some food. I got salmon patties and fried okra and coleslaw and some goodies to eat this evening.
Great. That sounds good. I started ordering lunches to be delivered on Sunday, and I get enough for the week. And it's a whole lot better than the soup and sandwiches I've been making. So, not quite as hungry as I used to be anymore.
Sounds interesting. I hadn't heard about that before. I used to be on the Nutrisystem, and we'd get a one-month supply. But we kind of got tired of having the same thing over and over again.
On their website and looked at what kind of meals they've got. They got 95 different meals. So I had my first week this week of meals, and there was one of them I didn't like. So, and it was on next week's menu. The chef will pick them for you if you want him to, or you can go in there and override. So I went over there and overrided and removed the one I didn't like and added one that I think that I would like. So you can tweak it over time like that. You just got to look at it. You got to remember to look at it and X out the ones you don't want and add the ones back that you do want. It's kind of good, but it's kind of expensive too. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it or not. It's just something different to try.
Tell me about that. I may look at that myself. But, most everything's expensive now. I go to the Waffle House, and it's $15, $16 for one person. And I used to fuss when it was $15 for both of us.
We can go to Greer, different restaurants like Panera or like McAllister's or places like that, Bojangles or KFC, and we can usually get out for around $20 for two people. But, it has gone up. But these Factor is the name of the company that I started using. It was a recommendation on one of the YouTube videos that I follow, a guy that does RC airplanes. It's called RC Test Flight. And he recommended it, and he got, I used his, the name of his YouTube channel, and he gets a little bit of a something for it. And my first week was 50% off. My second week's 20% off. So I'm just playing it by ear to see if it's going to be any good or not. So far, it's a whole lot better than what I've been fixing for me.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. And anyway, I got to get home and eat some supper, and then Dad's coming over. His check engine light's on the vehicle, so I've got one of the diagnostic devices we're going to plug into it and let it read and see if we can figure out what's going on with it.
The DB2 reader really does make things a lot simpler if it'll read it. I had my truck, it wouldn't read it because the ECU had some bad capacitors in it. Once I replaced those capacitors, it read it like nobody, all of them that I bought that I was testing that wouldn't work, all of them worked. So if it's a car that's back in the 90s, those ECMs had electrolytic capacitors in them, and when they start leaking, it won't read anymore.
The RAV here is a 98, but it still reads, but I'll have to keep that in mind in case it quits reading.
Me a whole lot. I was replacing parts anyway just because they were 30 years old. Mine's a 96, so in 26, it's 30 years old. But it had stopped at a four-way stop sign. It just stopped and would not start. It had been stopping, but would start right back up until that last time. And I got to reading online and found out that other people were experiencing that too. 15 cents a capacitor versus $750 for a new for a used ECM, because you can't get new ones anymore.
That's good to know. Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind. The one on the rev here is not too bad to get to. It's on the, it's about 8 inches away from your right foot on the hump.
Or the ECM.
That's where it's located. Yeah, it's not that bad to get out.
Yeah, the one in my truck was right behind the glove box. You just have to take the glove box off, which was about four or five screws, and there's the ECM sitting there staring at you.
It's on my truck, too, the Tacoma. So, anyway, but I hope I can find something to help him out. I've I've managed to fix and find and fix a bunch of problems doing that. We bought one of the little touchscreen devices. It's not a $5,000 unit, but it's not the cheapest one either.
Truck, I Tacoma. Mine's a 96 Tacoma. And I'm looking at the newer ones. I think I'm going to try to hold out till the 2026. I'm going to go 30 years. I'm going to go from 96 to 26 and take my 30-year-old Toyota Tacoma into the Toyota place and tell them I want to replace it after 30 years.
Mine's an 02, and I'm going to run it till it just absolutely, either I can't get parts for it or it's just too expensive to run. It's got 211,000 miles on it. I've had it painted. I mean, it looks great.
Well, you know that they are more valuable. There's like Tacoma World is a website you can go to. It's got thousands of people signed up on it. And there's Tacoma groups on social media, like Reddit's got a Tacoma group. I think Facebook has one. There's several. And ours are both first-gen Toyotas. So there's like four generations. So the new ones are fourth-gen Tacomas. Both of ours are in the first generation. And that makes them worth more than they would be if they weren't that popular. A lot more.
JD here. Okay. Yeah, I've been to the Tacoma World website, but it's been a while. And mine's it's the V6. It's got the four-door cab and the pre-runner edition, which means it's got the four-wheel drive frame under it.
You have a really good one. Mine is a single cab, but a long bed, and not four-wheel drive. Two-wheel drive with the 2.4 four-cylinder. But still, I saw one, the same color as mine, same year as mine, but it had the extended cab. That was the only difference, and it had been rammed in the side, in the driver's door, and it sold for like $18,000. And it was up in Asheville. Wasn't that far away from there.
Well, what about that? Well, mine's not four-wheel drive, but it's got the frame in under it. So as if it were the four-wheel drive model, it's the SR5 pre-runner. When I had it painted, I did not have them put all the lettering and stuff back on the doors and tailgates and all. I just told them to leave all that off. I got it in a Ziploc bag at home.
What suggested I do when she had been nagging me about selling it? I guess nag isn't a good word, but she'd been wanting me to sell it and, you know, get a newer one until I started fixing it up and found out how much it was worth. And she said, okay, well, if you're going to hold on to it, you need to get a paint job. So I'm either going to do that or I'm just going to get a new one. She got a new car not too long ago, and it's just got, it's so advanced from the one that I got. The newer Tacoma's got a lot of the same stuff that hers has. Hers is along the same line, Toyota. It's a Lexus, but that's really a Toyota. But the advance in all the on-screen technology and the steering and the control correction and all that stuff, I'm thinking I just go ahead and get a new one. It'll be the last new vehicle I ever have to buy, I think.
Well, we got three Toyotas, and we like all of them. The RAV, the 4Runner, and the Tacoma. I hate to go, Dave, but I'm about to go down the hill where I live, and once I do, I start losing the repeater. But good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day. And we'll talk with you later. W4DJW, KC4SKD.
All right, man. Good talking to you. That's about all we use now. I got a Nissan, but everything else is Toyota. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good evening. KC4SKD, W4DJW, mobile.